Welcome back to the 312 Show. Today we have a great episode for you guys. Check this episode out and all our other episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Today we have a special guest. We got Brooks Barnheiser, a Northwestern basketball commit, on the show. Here's the episode. So what is quarantine like for a basketball player like yourself? What have you been doing?
Quarantine has just really been like, I don't know, it's kind of been like a different world. Really just like you kind of like, you can't really work out with anybody or, you know, like with your teammates or anything. So you kind of just got to work out by yourself, and you just find yourself doing like a bunch of workouts and, you know, at home stuff, kind of like on hand stuff that you wouldn't really do if, you know, you could get into a gym every day. Yeah. So it's just been kind of like a different experience, really just always working out by yourself for sure. It's just kind of like makes you stay true to yourself and, you know, just in the work by yourself.
Yeah, I feel you, man. So you are committed to Northwestern. That's crazy. I'm from Chicago, so, you know, I'm a big Northwestern fan. I love Northwestern. What was most intriguing about the Wildcats?
Really, the most intriguing thing about Northwestern is just that, you know, you could, you know, it's a big time, you know, basketball conference, but at the same time, you get an Ivy League education. So,
right.
You know, just like the best of both worlds thing came into it. And, you know, it just, with Northwestern, you can kind of, you know, set yourself up for life after basketball. Right. And that's one thing that sticks out about them.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great school. And, you know, you guys, Northwestern, I was looking, 2021, the third best recruiting class. I mean, how does it feel to be a part of that?
It feels pretty cool. So it's different because, you know, like the other places that recruited me, I didn't really think they had any commits yet, or maybe they did. But then, like, you know, when you just joined Julian and then we got Casey, like, right after, it was just kind of cool because, you know, it just kind of upped us really quick. It kind of put high expectations of us off the bat, but it's just kind of cool that, you know, you and two other guys are just, you know, ready to get there and just get working together. So we've kind of built a bond over that last time.
Yeah, so you've been talking with those guys? Have you been in contact with the other recruits?
Yeah, for sure. Just like, just been in contact with like Julian and some of the guys for sure.
Yeah. Have you been talking with any players on the team right now on Northwestern, or just the guys in the recruiting class?
I've been talking with a few. Like, I've talked to Robbie Barron a little bit, Miller Cop a little bit. I'm just like, you know, some of the guys that are there now, and, you know, they just congratulated me for committing there, and then, you know, just, you know, asking them how stuff's going and just staying in touch with them whenever possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. So kind of take us through. So you're a junior in high school going into your senior year. Take us through your high school career, your high school basketball career so far.
So it actually it started when I was a seventh grader. My career did. I actually lived in Alabama. So this is actually my sixth year of high school basketball. But we moved to a school in Alabama that wasn't that great. They really had great seasons in the past, but like I think they were 3-24 the year before. And then, you know, my seventh grade year, I think we were about 20, we won 10 games, so we were 10 and like 15. Then my eighth grade year, we were like 15-10. And then my freshman year, we were actually 21 and like 4. So we made up, we kind of flipped the culture down there. Yeah. It was really cool just to see where it had gone from. But then just 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. But then from like 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, we were just same thing. we just got really good, and it was really cool, and just to see where it came from to where it is now.
Yeah, that's great. So I was looking at your stats. You're a stat filler, man. You're putting up, you know, good number assists, points, rebounds. You know, you obviously like dishing the ball. You have any, you know, guys that you look up to in the NBA or anyone like that?
Just kind of like some guys like you look up to, just like anybody that can really just make their team better. You know, like anybody at that level. I mean, you can almost look up to anybody that plays above you, but you know, just like a few guys to make their team better or just make their team really good. You know, you got a bunch of guys like, you got Luka, other people like that who just can do a little bit of everything, and you know, you always just try to look up to those guys, and even though they're like, you know, a lot better than you, but you know, you just try to take a little bit from each of their games, you know. So definitely any guys that just make their team better and good leaders.
Yeah, so you had some schools that were interested in you. Picking between them is, you know, difficult, but kind of take us through that recruiting process that you experienced.
What was that question?
Take us through your recruiting process, like your
it was so I think in between my sophomore and junior year, our high school was playing it, like just one of these like live event things that they allowed high schoolers to do, and we actually, it was at Carmel, and we played really well. We were like 4-0, and like that's from there I kind of picked up my first few just some places, and then you know, just after that it just kind of, it kind of skyrocketed a little bit, but you know, it was really tough because of, you know, choosing one school over the others, because you get really close with other schools. But like, you just gotta make a decision for you. And you know, if I would have waited, you know, more schools would have came around, and then it would just been even harder to make a decision. So, I mean, it was really fun. It was a fun process. You know, I met a lot of people along the way, but you know, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah. Do you take any visits?
What'd you say?
Do you go on any visits to the schools?
Oh, any official? Yeah, I took I took one to Western Kentucky, and then I took one to Butler, and then I actually had two planned. I was gonna take one to Xavier and one to Northwestern, but I had been to Northwestern 2 or 3 times before, but it was never an official visit. But you know, I'm hopefully planning to, you know, this clears up, so I can still take my official to Northwestern, but. You know, the visits were cool. The places were nice, but you know, just I felt like it was our decision.
Right. What are your favorite parts about those visits?
Favorite parts of about Northwestern,
or about any school you visited? Just the things you got to do on your visits.
Like. My favorite things about the visits are just like, you know, meeting new people, seeing campuses and stuff. It's an interview. But just seeing like campuses and stuff. It was just really cool because you see, like, it was a lot of different campuses. Like, Butler's kind of smaller, Western was kind of bigger. But, you know, just meeting the people and seeing like the fan bases and stuff was really cool. Just seeing their fans and live action in person, it was fun for sure.
Yeah, so your commitment video, that was a sweet video where you announced you were going to Northwestern. Yeah. What went into that one? Like, you made that with your friend, right? With your buddy?
He's actually a film, he's like a film scholar, I think. Like, he's that'll be his major. He actually goes to Ball State. He's actually my principal's son, and he just, you know, he had an idea, and it was really cool. You know, I thought it was a really good idea, and we just kind of ran with it, and you know, apparently a lot of people liked it for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's really cool. That video was awesome. I watched that a few days ago. It was really cool. So what do you think your biggest strength is in your game?
You like said what, before. I was like what did you say?
What's your biggest strength in your game?
Oh, okay. I just really think, like, my biggest strength is probably like my playmaking ability and just, like, you know, getting others involved in my team. I just really think that I'm unselfish. But, yeah, I would say that's probably my biggest strength.
Yeah. Is there anything you're going to work on before you get to Northwestern? Anything you can improve on?
Yeah, for sure. You know, just really, like, athleticism, stuff like that. Defense, especially, just getting stronger and stuff. Just a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah. What are the things you like to do besides basketball?
Just a few things that I like to do besides basketball. Just like, you know, hang out with friends, run and stuff. Just, you know, like I used to run a lot, like cross country and stuff. But, you know, just hanging out with friends, you know, playing, you know, video games with them. Just anything social for sure.
Yeah. What are your top three games, top three favorite video games?
Probably 2K, COD and Warzone. COD and Fortnite.
Who are you? What you play on 2K? My career, my team.
Yeah, probably I'm a my career guy.
What's your overall at?
A few like because over quarantine I grind a little bit. You got like four guys at like 96.
Oh damn! You run the park.
Yeah. Yeah, I was long nights in the park on the game and stuff. Yeah, with my friends.
And for sure. you got any wins on Warzone?
Yeah, I think I got like three or something like that.
Yeah, I've been playing Warzone. It's fun. It's fun. You got to focus the whole time though. That's why it's hard.
That's true.
Yeah. So. You know, a lot of music's been coming out. You got any favorite artists right now? Any favorite music?
I kind of like a lot of different music, just like anything that really comes out. You know, I'll give it a listen. But you know, a few just favorite artists like you know, I've always liked. This is just two. There's actually two artists from actually Mobile, where I used to live in Alabama. Just called No Cap, and then a guy named Rilo Rodriguez. But you know, they're kind of like they're a little bit mainstream, but they're kind of like SoundCloud. Well, not even SoundCloud. They're in the scene now, but right. I really like their music a lot.
Yeah, that's it. Anything else, or any other guys you listen to?
Yeah, you know, like I listen to a lot of the mainstream guys a lot too, like Uzi,
right?
You know, Polo G, a lot of guys like that too.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to play a game. You're coming out of the locker room. What song gets you hyped up the most? That one song that you play, you know, you're in the zone.
Probably like anything from, I don't even know, that's a good question. I don't know, any like throwbacks, like, you know, D to the A or something like that. Anything like that is really good. Like anything from Polo G to his last album. Yeah, so it'll be a mix of things for sure.
Right. Yeah. So you've been watching any shows recently, any movies? Anything like that?
Yeah, just like I've been watching a little bit of like, you know, Outer Banks and stuff like that on Netflix, but I haven't been watching much other than like that really. I've been trying to watch a few more movies.
Right, yeah. For sure. So, you know, Northwestern, that's a Big Ten school, man, and they've been doing well. Sure. You know, what are you most excited for there? Like what big thing are you excited for there?
I'm pretty excited just to like get working with the guys and just be a part of the family, really, just like, you know, being able to go to other schools and just compete. I'm in the Big Ten. It'll be fun for sure. You know, just being able to try to like put Northwestern on the map that much more.
Yeah.
And I just think our class, like me, Julian, and Casey, we just all have said that that's just a big priority of ours, is just, you know, earning just that much more respect for the program.
Yeah. I think that's about it. Thank you so much for doing this, man. It's great talking with you. Big things coming for you, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Peace out, bro.
See you.
Thank you all for listening. That was Northwestern basketball commit Brooks Barnheiser. Make sure to go check out this episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been the 312 Show. Thank you for listening.